Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Walter Kieschel III is here. Walter is a great member of our Brain Trust, hanging out with us now for over 8 years. Former editorial director of Harvard Business Review, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, author of The Lords of Strategy, still one of my favorite books in my library, and he's our good friend. Walter, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Walter, in some ways, it seems like the world is falling apart. We got mass killings in bars and workplaces. Just yesterday, some people were shot in a warehouse. We got fires. It seems like California is on fire. The state is on fire. In fact, my next guest, Arki Chankute, is literally. I'm hoping we can connect with him. He's in the middle of some of this stuff up there in Mendocino. Dear. And so I'm hoping he'll join us and he's safe, that he'll give us a report on what's going on. We got all that. We got hurricanes. We got, you know, we're not in the tornado season now, but in the Midwest and the Southeast, this is tornado country around here. And so we have people in our buildings, in our offices, our stores, customers, employees. We have some responsibility there, don't we?
We certainly do, and it would be very understandable if your employees or the customers in your establishment feel that they're more anxious these days, or feel that they might be more threatened by any one of those kinds of threats that you're talking about. So I think the interesting question for the small business owner and operator is, how do you manage that? What do you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
I think you can divide it kind of up into threats from outside and threats from inside. But I'm focusing first, on employees, your employees, the people who work with you. But some of this is transferable to your customers, too. Clearly, you need to sit down with your folks and have a discussion and actually a plan for how to deal with so many of these different contingencies. What happens if there's a fire in the building, or what happens mm-hmm. if there's a tornado threat,
mm-hmm.
and who will make the decisions about whether the employees and people should all go home or whether you should shelter?
I've had to make those decisions in the 20 something years I've had employees living in a place where there are tornadoes. I've had to make a decision to when to let people go home and not just that I was trying to keep them at work, but making sure that by the time we knew what was going on, they would be safer at home going home than they would be where I am. You almost sort of say, okay, which way is it going? If I put them on the road, could they get blown away on the road? You gotta make those decisions.
Exactly. Well, I had an office with about 10 coworkers, which I was responsible for in a high-rise building in New York City. And everybody was in the work on September 11th, and
yeah.
We sat in the conference room and watched the World Trade Center towers going
right.
down. Started to see cars covered with ash come up, and so I had to make a decision then. Does everybody go home? Is it safe to do that? Or are you better off here?
And, yeah, put them out on the street where there's no transportation. That's not good.
Put them out on the street. Exactly right. So,
plus you didn't know what else. You didn't know what else was going to happen.
That's right. The uncertainty about that. But I think the two principles there are, you get as much information as you can, or three principles. You have thought as much as possible beforehand about different scenarios and how you respond to them. And then the third one is you really consult the employees or the other folks in the group about, well, how are you feeling? How are you doing? What do you think? What are you feeling? One of the things that I found over the years in dealing with safety issues is that I think this is one area where there really are some gender differences, and that women have a much higher, and for very good and understandable and historical and, who knows, biological reasons, sensitivity to some of these issues and potential for fear. So you ought to listen to the women in your group. I remember we were in this building. I thought it was a very nice office building. It was small, but the only security they had for people coming into the building was their big guy down in the elevator bank, and he'd just wave hello to you in the morning. And and after 9/11, the women in the office said, boy, I'm not sure that that's enough. I'm not sure that having just somebody down there waving a cheery hello is sufficient. And so eventually we ended up moving into a building that had greater security. But I'm not sure we would have done that if we hadn't listened to and the majority of the women, including the publisher of the Harvard Business Review and so on, were women. And they had very decided views, which I think is, you know, it's important to listen to.
Yeah, men sometimes, we think we're bulletproof sometimes. And we think we can protect everybody. We think that's our job sometimes. And so we might be a little slow to recognize that the circumstances might be even out of our hands.
Exactly. Or what's going on in their minds. A very small example from my own domestic situation. We had redone some windows in the first floor of my house, and they were beautiful. They had a great view. And my late wife said, for the windows in the back of the house, I think I'd like to put up like a modesty curtain or thing. And I said, oh, why would we want to do that? Spoil the views and everything. It took me a while to realize that she was concerned about having an open view, particularly when I was out traveling and on the road and everything.
Right.
Duh. And if I had understood that from the beginning, I would have been tacking up those curtains myself before.
But you were thinking like a guy, weren't you?
I was thinking like a guy, yeah. I was thinking, oh, why spoil the view and everything? And, right. So, but, and I think that the number of different kinds of scenarios you've got to walk through these days and have a plan for is probably increased. It's not just the natural disasters, but what do you do if you have a person who comes in to your workplace or your place of business, maybe a customer, maybe or someone you just don't know, and who looks menacing somehow or scares somebody
in the office? That's something to think about. And that now you get into the scenario of should you be armed in your business. And I actually polled my audience about that. When we come back, I'll share some of that with you after the break. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Walter Kieschel. We're talking about being safe and keeping your customers and employees safe in your business from whatever might happen. 20 after. Right back with Walter. I'm Jim. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.